16-year-old Nicholas Nchu and two others have been arrested in Tema for Singbox fraud. The three are partners with a yet-to-be-identified Lebanese national and a SIM card retailer. The three were arrested in a joint operation which included the police, NTA, the telecommunication operators, and Suba. Through their illegal activities, they have occasioned a loss of almost $200,000 in revenues to the state. We have been joined on the line by PRO of the police CID, ASP Joseph Dakwa, to tell us more on this. Good morning to you, ASP.
Good morning, sir.
So first of all, how did you get to discover this latest SIM box fraud?
Thank you very much. On the 12th of July, on the 6th of July this year, the team that the Communication Fraud Task Force, comprising the CID, the communication providers, service providers, and SUBA, and then NTA, embarked on an operation, you know, to, as it were, flush out the SIM box operators. It led us to Community 12 in house number B66, where these people, Eric Apanya, who is 30 years, Selassie, the female, 40 year old man, and then Nicholas Nchu, who is 15 year, a 15 year old young man, was arrested for operating SIM box. And as I speak to you, we are currently in our custody helping us with investigation.
Well, ASP, from the look of things, this SIM box fraudsters have, you know, local and international partners. How are you cooperating with Interpol, especially to arrest the other culprits?
Yes, thank you very much. What we do is that we already said when we arrest the local partners here, they tell us who their international partners are. And when we get to know of them, we collaborate with Interpol and then get those after arrested. In fact, sometimes it's very difficult, but we try to see how you know, we can use Interpol to get them arrested. The most important thing is that if we are able to stop the local operators here, then there will be no simple fraud. That's exactly what we have embarked on. We want to make sure all the local partners who are here in Ghana operating are, you know, arrested and prosecuted. And thank God, Suba Info Solution have not got the technology, they have got the machines that can help us or is able to help us locate wherever sandbox operators are located. So we want to let the public know that if you are operating sandbox, no matter where we are located, no matter where we are hiding, we are able to detect where we are operating from and we will apprehend you and prosecute you accordingly.
Very well. ASP Joseph Dakwa of the CID Public Relations Unit, I want to thank you this morning for joining us on the news.
Thank you.